Blog Talk Radio.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Oh, I don't bear.
All right, everybody. Welcome, everybody, to a live edition of Journey into the Light for a Friday afternoon. We're glad that you are here. We're going to be taking your phone calls here for psychic medium Rachel Hope. So the number to call on in for our only Friday show is 347-884-8245 is the number to call on in. Press the 1 on your phone if you would like to speak to Rachel. And again, this is our only show until Monday. We won't be here Sunday night due to the Super Bowl. Everybody watches the Super Bowl for one reason or another, it seems, and been doing this a long time, and I realized in the first couple of years that regardless if spiritual people overall don't watch sports much, they do watch the Super Bowl for the commercials or halftime show, kind of like myself. So anyway, we'll be starting back up on Monday afternoon. We're glad that you are here. And again, the phone number is 347-884-8245 to speak to Rachel Hope here on a Friday afternoon. And again, if you want to reach Rachel for private sessions, her email is listed here on the show page. So there you go. And so let's go here live to the phone lines and let's bring in Rachel Hope to the show. Welcome back, Rachel.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday for sure. End of the week's always a happy time for most people. So,
Mike, if possible, I would love to talk a little bit before we go to some calls. I would like to talk about a little bit about the role of intention. And I would just like to acknowledge our listeners and whoever is out there listening. The frustration and division, I feel like, that is happening in our country right now. It feels like a lot of people are divided, and especially very those of us who are sensitive types seem to be having a really hard time dealing with and coping with all of the energy that is floating around and being slung back and forth right now. In our country especially, I know that I get on Facebook and a lot of times I get off feeling awful because I'm, you know, seeing these comments that I find appalling at times, and even sometimes will write back, you know, and the messages are just, yeah, I guess appalling is the word that I can come up with. And so a lot of my friends and people that I've talked to who are intuitive, they're having a really hard time right now in being connected with the world as it is, because there is so much negativity and it almost feels like a darkness, so to speak. So I'm in the midst of teaching a 6-week intuitive listening training, and the training opens participants up to their own intuition and to learn to tap into that source and receive guidance, receive messages, receive physical healing if that's what they need, and to learn more about spirit and the metaphysical world. It's also about healing and growth. So last night, our lesson was about intention. So each of the participants is their homework for this week is to work with intention every single day of the week to see how it can shift things. So during our meeting last night, a really interesting message came through that I channeled. So I would just really love to share that with readers, or sorry, not readers. I'm going to read it with listeners before we take some calls. So I'll just read it verbatim. It says, "There is power in intention. Intention can shift the energy of the globe on a cellular level. You can shift the energy of the planet on a global scale. All things are possible. Understand, too, that your intentions to be and send light can bring forth an angry dragon in others. Some do not wish to see the light. some delight in chaos, some delight in the pain of others. Some enjoy the trauma and the drama. Therefore, we recommend that you continue practicing with your shielding protections so that you may too, on a cellular level, not be as affected by the dragons. Stay at your higher vibration, placing your intention at the forefront of your mind. Light and love are pure. Light and love are pure. When these with lower energy see you share power, they may become aggravated. You see, lower energies may choose to the path of light and love, but not without sacrificing some of their very bad ways along the way. They may see light in you and feel deeply threatened. I tell you now, workers of light, let your brightness shine, for you are doing good work and you are not alone. Together you shall rise. Thank you. So that's a message that I received last night, and it really just gives me so much hope that if I and you set your intention on light and love and being that light and love and putting on energetic protections, that we can do something on a cellular level to shift the energy of the planet, that we are not hopeless and helpless. So I hope that each of you can try that on this week with your intentions so we can change the world in a positive way. So thank you.
Okay, thank you for that. It's really beautiful and very much needed during this time for sure. Totally agree with you. Tough time for many. So but let's see who we have on the phone lines here for Rachel Hope. And again, the number to call on in is 347-884-8245. Let's go to our first caller, area code 949. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Dee Dee, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Edie. Welcome to the show. How can I help you today?
My daughter's pregnant, and do you see this baby being born, you know, healthy, and do you see the father of this child marrying my daughter anytime soon?
Okay, where do they live?
They live in the same area that I live in, but maybe like 20 minutes away.
Okay, do you mind to tell me what part of California that's in?
Oh, they live in Lake Forest, California.
Okay, and what's your daughter's name? Just
her
first name.
Her first name is Shaylee.
Shaylee, okay, and how old is she?
She is 19.
All right, let me check again. How far along is she?
She is 12 weeks pregnant as of yesterday, I believe.
Okay. Let me check in. Spirits of light and love, I ask that you come through in the highest and greatest good for Edie at this time. Please be clear with your messages and help me deliver them in a loving and kind way. This child will be cared for. This pregnancy was planned by spirit. It is not advisable for the parents to marry. It is not advisable for the parents to marry. This child will need much from you. This child will need much from you. And in return, you will be receiving so much from this glorious child. Do not worry, but instead rejoice and come into celebration. be prepared to alter your life so that you may spend as much time as possible with this child, preparing a room in your own house. This is a blessing bestowed unto you. Thank you. Does that help you at all, Edie?
Oh, wow. Yes, it does. It helps me. It's just weird because the preparing of the room for the child, that's what I've been doing. So, and without, I mean, I don't even know why I'm doing it. I'm just doing it. And it's weird that that came up. So, wow.
Yeah, I was seeing a very healthy child, and I was seeing a really very strong connection with you. So I don't know if, are you planning to care for the child a lot? Are you able to do that with your schedule?
I'm able to do that with my schedule. I'm hoping that this man doesn't abandon my daughter and leave the child rearing up to her, which would then kind of fall on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm. So I wasn't seeing all of it falling on your shoulders. I was definitely seeing you being a very big part of this child's life, but definitely not as the form of a mother. So I wasn't seeing you having to take over the motherly.
Okay, good.
Type duties. And it was a very strong bond. And I was seeing that this is all in some sort of karmic plan. And that this has been planned out in this way. So I thought it was interesting, too, that it was that they did not advise that your daughter marry this man.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared with that reaction.
Well, you know, they can get married if they want to, but, you know, there are many reasons that spirit could give that guidance. One is if it's not the right person for her, then mm-hmm. you wouldn't want her to be stuck in an unhappy marriage and feel like she can't get out of it just because they have a child together.
Right. Okay.
You know, it could be that there's another person who would be a wonderful father or already has children and already is a wonderful father, you know, later down the road, that would be a better mm-hmm. fit for her and leading to a happier, healthier marriage than marrying this guy.
Do you know if the baby is a boy or a girl?
I don't. I got the sense that it was a girl, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other questions that you have?
Is the birth father happy about this?
What's his name?
His name is Greg.
And how old is he?
He's 27.
Okay. Let me check in. Right now I'm just seeing shock. I don't know if this was planned or not, but I'm seeing a little bit of like shock.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't really become a reality for him yet.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't feel equipped to be a father.
Right.
That's what I'm getting.
Mm. Okay.
Do you know, does he work? Do you know where he works? What kind of area he works in?
Yeah, he actually owns his own business. He is a driver for Pepperidge Farms. So he delivers goldfish and cookies to various markets.
Gotcha. Okay. I was seeing him in something retail, but I couldn't tell what they were selling. So that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just doesn't feel equipped right now. But those are just things that he's going to have to work through as they near closer. as they near closer to the due date.
He does love my daughter, hopefully.
Well, that's good. That's very
no,
good.
No, I'm asking you, does he?
Oh, I thought you said he does love my daughter.
No, no, I'm answering my own question, but I'm hoping that he does.
Yeah. How long have they been together?
Oh, geez, since last March, off and on.
Okay.
He's had some issues with substance abuse.
He cares very deeply for her.
Okay.
He cares very deeply for her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you might want to give him a little time because it seems like he's in shock.
He does take a lot of time to process things. And like I said, he has been a substance abuse person who is trying to recover, which has a lot to do with his emotional, I find, immaturity. And that's kind of why I'm so concerned about all this.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good news is that you're in the child's life. And
yes,
it's going to be a beautiful relationship.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so
much. You're so welcome. Have
okay.
a wonderful weekend.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. Let's go next here to Texas, area code 214. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name, please?
Christine.
Hi, Christine. Welcome to the
Hi.
Show.
Thanks. So it's a pleasure to speak to you. I have two questions if you have time, but my first the most important question I have is I've lived here in Texas with my partner for 2 years. She has not been near her family for over 30 years, and they are all here, so this is her first time in a long time being here near her family. My family's in California, and my parents are ill. And so we're having a really difficult time trying to figure out where to be and if to move and what level of care to give them. So I don't know if that's a very clear question, but that's the struggle I'm having.
Okay, gotcha. And are you working? What's your working situation right now?
That's part of the second question. But right now I'm working from home, so I can be anywhere.
You can be anywhere. And what about your partner?
Yeah, she's retired.
She's retired. Okay.
Yes.
And what about housing? What's your housing situation right now?
We own our home in Austin.
Okay, you own a home in Austin. Okay. How much longer do you have? Is it paid off, or how much longer do you have on your mortgage?
No, we've only been here 2 years.
Okay. All right. Let me check in for you. So I am seeing a split living situation.
Okay.
And I'm just asking if it's, you know, half of the month in one place and half of the month elsewhere, or what kind of situation they recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Do your parents, do they have any other children that live in the area?
I have a brother. He lives in Las Vegas. He's trying
to move there.
Yeah. He's been looking for a job there for a long time and wants to, but has not been able to find work there that would allow
him
to move. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me check in and see what the exact advice is. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm getting a yes to the split living. Now let me just ask some more details about that for you.
Certainly.
I'm asking, should you split the month? I'm getting no. Every other month? Yes. Every other month. Okay, so you would be in one city 1 month and a different city the next month. I'm getting that you need to downsize in order to accommodate this lifestyle.
Sure.
You need to downsize, but then what I'm also getting is that you as a couple need to decide where you want to spend your retirement. Where do you want to be? Do you know that already?
We'd like to be about 3 hours north of where my parents are in Northern California.
Okay. All right. That makes a lot of sense, because when I was asking about staying in your current home in Austin, they were showing me no. So I would say if it's a good market, if it's a good time to sell and you'll do well on selling, then you might want to consider that at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And downsizing. Mm-hmm. And they're showing me that your destination, the in Northern California, the place where you want to be, that it might be kind of alternative to what you would traditionally think of. So I don't know if that means like a tiny home or a small home community, but something a little bit different than you might have considered before. So keep all your options open when you're looking at housing. But I am seeing this like 1 month in one place, 1 month in the other. And basically you have two residences, so you don't have to pick up and take everything with you each time, but you can kind of just easily go from one to the other. Yeah. I hope that helps answer your questions. Do you need any more clarity on that?
Actually, just in that we have two dogs, so I don't know if I see us driving back and forth every time. So that was the only concern I had about that. I don't have a concern about being in two places. And I guess the other question is what I'm doing right now. I finished a career last summer, started a new one. I'm not sure if it's exactly what I should be doing. And I don't know if you had any advice about that.
What area are you in now?
I'm in Austin, Texas.
Oh, sorry. What area of work are you in?
Oh, I write music for television and film.
Okay. And what did you do before?
I was an entertainer.
Okay. So I'll just ask about that. Yes, okay. They say writing is very, very important for you.
Okay.
Writing is very, very important for you to, it's something you need to take with you until the day you pass back over to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
It's an extremely important part of you and a part of your soul that you're able to share with the world and to continue doing that and that you're on the right track.
Oh, that's so helpful.
Good.
Oh, well,
good.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for your call, and I wish you all the best of luck with your, it sounds like a selling of the house and a nomadic almost lifestyle.
Yes, it sounds about right.
I
appreciate
wish
your help.
Partner all the best. Yeah, well, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and Rachel, how best do people reach you for private sessions?
The best way to reach me is through my email. It's rachelhopemedium@gmail.com. Or you can go to my website, rachelhopemedium.com, and fill out the contact form that's on contact. And if you want any more information on my intuitive listening course that I teach, you're welcome to check that out on my website as well. And I have two levels. There's a level one and a level two. And you can take that course from anywhere, even if you're living a nomadic lifestyle.
All righty. Very good. Well, you enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you back here next Friday.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye, Rachel. And that's going to do it here for this Friday and this week, actually. So I want to thank you for being part of the show and throughout the week. It's been a really fun week, a lot of really great shows. We went all different directions and all different parts, really, of the world. So that was a great traveling experience and learned a lot, helped a lot. So that's what it's all about. 10 seconds are telling me in the air. Thanks, Bonnie, for all your help and friendship. I appreciate it very much. Take care. And Lisa on the phone lines in Arizona, take care of yourself. And good night to everybody. See you on Monday.